Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment. Hello, my name is Rachel. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Are you calling? If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site for COVID?
No. What I'm trying to find out is how soon I'll be able to get a COVID shot. When are they going to lower this eligibility down? I'm 64.
Have you pre-registered?
I think I tried.
Okay, so you can pre-register, and then someone will contact you once an appointment becomes available.
Yeah, but if I'm not 65, I'm trying to figure out how long will I have to wait.
I'm not sure, ma'am.
You don't happen to know how to call the governor's office. I'm trying to find out, when are they going to come back out to talk about when they'll be
changing? They don't care.
Hmm?
They don't care. I'm so serious.
I was about to say, they must not have let you get your lunch today. Like, she can't even get the words.
No, seriously. They care. We'll probably have more information about the vaccine.
Well, what I was trying to find out, I said, well, they had announced the beginning of February that they would expand this and let the 65 to 74-year-olds get shot. Like, how long do I have to wait if I'm 64? And I hate to think that I'll have to wait until I hit my 65th birthday.
No, right. I will suggest that you call the vaccination appointment line to pre-register. What county are you in?
In Tuscaloosa.
Okay, well, I think you should call the vaccination appointment line to pre-register for the vaccine and just allow someone to call you once an appointment becomes available.
Yeah, see, I think I did that. The only person who really lucked up on that one was my mother, because her class became eligible. And so then as soon as that happened, I was able to register and get her vaccinated. But this is like, you know, the problem is if you try to make an appointment, even if you're, like, that close, it locks you out because you haven't reached the age requirement. So, well, I guess I just go back to maybe somebody will call me to say, come on, we got too much vaccine. Come get one. So I guess I have to go back to that. Okay, dear. Well, you have a good day. It's almost over for you.
Okay, ma'am. I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, you can visit the website, adph.org or the cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
You have a good evening.